Welcome to another episode of my podcast. I hope you all had a lovely week or a decent week. I had a crazy week. I'll be honest with you. My weeks have been quite boring. I've had a lot of boring weeks during the lockdown, not doing comedy, lots of boring stuff. But this week was a ride. It was an adventure. I guess I'll just get into it, you know? I don't know. I still feel like I don't know how to start this podcast. Like, it just feels, I'm like, what's the first? It feels like a business meeting where I'm like, what's first on the agenda this week? Like, is someone counting minutes? Do we have a secretary? Big exciting news. I'm a skateboarder now. 2 weeks ago, I was a bike rider. Now I'm a skateboarder. Maybe in 2 weeks from now, I'll be a hockey player. Who knows? I started skateboarding. Here's the thing. I didn't just start skateboarding. I'm from Long Beach, California. So you're like born on a longboard out there, you know? You just are born and you're cruising down the beach on a longboard. That is true. I got my first longboard. Me and my sisters all had matching longboards in the bottom of the board. I still don't know the terms for skating, but the bottom, the stomach, that's what I call it. I kind of create my own skateboarding terms. The stomach of the board. It was like someone like did this like hand-drawn, like, we all had these like Starry Night type of skate longboards. Longboards are easy to ride, you know? It's hard to mess up. I didn't say the F word because I'm trying to be respectful this week. It's hard to mess up on a longboard because it's pretty much in your favor to do well. So I've always been able, but no one taught me how to properly longboard. So I've been skating like Mongo my whole life, which means when you push, or when your back foot stays on the board and you push with your front foot, that's how you look like an amateur. So now that I'm skateboarding, did I tell the story about the guy who was supposed to move in? Whoa. Okay, if I already told it, I'm sorry, but I think I keep telling the story to everyone because I think it's so cool and crazy. So like 4 years ago, I had some friends who like skated and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna like try and skateboard and like skater boys are gonna fall in love with me. That doesn't work. I thought it would work. It doesn't work. It's kind of like when I see like a hot guy at an open mic and they're like a new open micer and then they just kind of like are new. They suck, you know? And you're like, man, that's not hot. I imagine that's the same thing as a girl trying to skateboard. The guys there are just like, ugh, not. I'm sure they don't want a girl who's also skating. They probably want someone outside of their world, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I went through this phase like 4 years ago where I'm like, I'm going to be a skater. The guys are going to love it. I'm going to be just swarmed with all these hot skate boys. That wasn't the case, but I tried and I was decent at it, but I skated really funky because I was skating Mongo, which just like is not the move. You know, it's cool that I'm able to do that, but that's not how you want to skate to have longevity. So we were looking for a roommate. And my friend was like, oh, my buddy is looking for a place to live. So he comes by, he checks out the room, and my roommates are like, what do you do for work? And he's like, oh, well, like skate stuff. But he said it in like a really sketchy way that we were all like, what does that mean? Like, do you make skateboards? Do you sell skateboards? Do you skateboard? Do you work at a skate shop? Like, we didn't really know. No follow-up questions. We were just like, okay. So then as he's leaving, my four-year-old skateboard is sitting on the front porch with cobwebs. You know, it's looking nasty. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with this board. Like, do I resell it? Do I just like leave it on the lawn for someone to take? Like, I tried to use it to get a boyfriend. It didn't really work. Like, I don't know what to do with it. And he picks it up. He looks at the stomach of the board and he's like, this is my pro model skateboard. Like, what are the odds?
The one you have?
Yes, the one. No. The one that I got 4 years ago when I was trying to skate and like haven't ridden it since. He was like, what are the chances that the one board that I get is his pro model skateboard? He's a professional. I mean, his name is, he's not dead. Anthony said, what was his name? His name's Donovan Piscopo. He's so good. It's crazy. So he's like, this is my pro model skateboard. I'm like, I don't really know what that means, but it sounds important. I was like, I'm going to Google you after this. So he leaves and I'm on YouTube and I search him and I'm watching all his skate videos. This man is crazy. Crazy. So unfortunately, he didn't move in. My roommate is having his friend. She's coming today. She's super cool. I'm thrilled that she's coming. But it would be so sick if he was also my roommate. But anyway, now he's teaching me how to skate. Yes, shit. Is that what you're going to check? No. But he's been helping me. I got to go to the Nike like indoor skate park. It's so crazy. And the whole like primitive skate team was there the same day. So I was just watching everyone just rip. And they're so good. Like, it's annoying because when you watch people who are good at skating skate, they make it look so easy. And in my head, I'm watching them and I'm like, psh, I can do that. And I can't. I can't even ollie. I'm trying very hard. I want to get the ollie down so I can call myself Ollie Mac. I just want to get good at that. And it's just crazy. Like, I've been trying and trying and trying and I can't get it down. It's really embarrassing. I took a video of myself doing it so I can see like what I'm doing wrong. And I'm doing it all wrong. It's all wrong. It's all bad. I'm not good at it. But I'm like comfortable on the boardish. So I think I'll get there. I'm going to go today. I'm going to a parking lot. And I'm going to try and get the ollie down. So that's what I got into this week. So he's been just helping me and like, there's all these little kids at the skate park, like 12-year-olds. So me and some of them are far beyond what I can do, but some of them are also trying to start. There was this kid at the park like yesterday. He's like 9 years old or something. And he was trying to ollie. So me and him were just like trying to help each other out. It was beautiful. I felt like I was in mid-90s, but not, I don't know. So that was cool. What else? So now I have that board from Donovan. I'm skating with Donovan on his board. I'm watching him do crazy shit. You should follow him on Instagram because he's just, it's crazy. It's crazy that people are good at this. Someone asked me on Instagram, they said, who are your favorite skaters? Donovan, obviously. Leo Baker, one of my favorites. Since the first time. Honestly, so I was watching Leo skate and then I like shaved off all my hair and was like, I'm gonna be the next Leo. And obviously that didn't happen, but you know, I'm gonna try. I'm still riding my bike though, kind of here and there. ASMR ice crunch. I'm trying to think, like, is there anything else about skating? No, I think that's it. Everyone's so good. Okay. Not everyone. But when you go to the skate park, you see everyone. And even if they're not that good to, like, you know, the pros' eyes, to me, if you're doing an ollie, you're, like, an incredible skater. Yes, okay. We're starting here. I'm having an identity crisis. Yeah, my hair is messing me up. I don't feel like myself. I was telling Anthony before we started, like, I feel like a knockoff American Girl doll. Like, my hair just, I also dyed the bottom of it green. I don't know if you can tell, but it's, like, kind of green in the back. Let's do a reverse. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. It's cool. But now I wish my entire head was green. I want to be the Joker. I've talked about this so many times. I just need to be the female Joker, the Jokette. But yeah, something about this feels off. I think like I need to go back to blonde immediately. I mean, my next hair appointment's in 6 weeks if things stay open. We've been naughty. I feel like America is in timeout. We're about to be grounded because Corona is spiking. Corona's about to Spike Lee. It is. Yeah, everyone's getting Corona. Okay. I was in Arizona like 3 weeks ago. I did my friend's show. He tested positive, but he's pretty sure he got it like 2 days after because everyone else on the show tested negative. I'm still waiting for my results. So, Anthony, I might be putting you in jeopardy. But yeah, I think I'll be fine because no one else has got it who I was with. And we're all being pretty safe, you know, like we weren't like making out or anything. But yeah, that sketched me out and it made me realize like I need to not be so reckless. But yeah, it is fucked up because cases are spiking and a lot of people are getting it. And so I think we're all gonna bars shut down. All the bars shut down. The Comedy Store, I didn't even know the Comedy Store was open for one night. No one told me. I was on Instagram late and I saw that it was open, but it's like, it's just, they're just doing like bar seating. It's not open for comedy. It's just the outdoor patio bar. So that would all, honestly, I feel like it would be weird to go and just like hang out at the bar. But yeah, now all the bars are shut down in LA again. I feel like everything's going to have to shut down again. But now that everyone's gotten a little taste of the outside world, it's going to be hard to shut down again. Like, I don't think people are going to be as receptive to it this time. But so I wear a mask. Whenever I go out, I'm wearing a mask. And I was at the gas station. And if I were to go inside the gas station, I would obviously wear a mask. You have to. But I'm pumping at the gas station and I'm not wearing a mask because I'm right outside my car. I'm not in anyone else's face. Everyone else is like more than 6 feet away from me, you know? And there was a guy on the other side. He was like in an AT&T truck. And you know how they like drive around in their work trucks, the AT&T trucks? So he's at the AT&T truck. He's wearing a mask. He's like on the phone, maybe. I don't know. And he's like, and I'm not wearing a mask because I'm literally just pumping my gas. It's like, if anything, when you're outside at the gas station, you got to sanitize your hands after. Because that's where you're going to get it, is from pumping. And he's on the phone. He's like, yeah, no one's wearing masks and it's spiking. And, you know, all these idiots are getting corona and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I'm like, okay, shade. Like, this dude is shading me. He's 6 feet away from me. He's on the other side. He's the closest person to me, sure, but even though, like, I literally went out, pumped the gas. While it was pumping, I sat back in my car. The windows rolled down so I can hear him, and he's just like, all these idiots need to put their mask on. And I'm just, like, looking at him. I'm like, is he talking to me? Because if he wants me to put on the mask, I'll put it on. But he's indirectly talking to some person on the phone about it. And here, I know. If I'm around people, gotta wear the mask. Happy to. He's far enough away from me where I'm not spreading anything. Ooh, it grinded my gears. So I finish fueling and I get back in my car. And as I'm driving away, he's like, put a fucking mask on. And so I backed my car back up. I look at him and I was like, what was that? He's like, I'm on the phone. I'm not talking to you. I was like, okay, well, your mask isn't over your nose. So just heads up, if you don't know how to wear a mask and you're concerned about it, it goes over your nose as well. Ooh, it pissed me off. It made me so angry. I wanted to be like, oh, you want me to put my mask on? I will, because I'm about to get real close to you. I'm about to get real close. Mask will be necessary for how close I'm going to get to you. My sister, I texted them. I'm in a group text with them, and my sister was like, wait, what did she say? It was so funny. She said, okay, because I really broke it down in the group chat. Okay, my sister said, I'd say, put your mask to good use by keeping your mouth shut. She's... And then she said, then he'd probably tell you to wash your mouth with some Purell. He should be more concerned with that dirty ass gas handle he's holding. Yeah, I was pissed. I was pissed. But I did get my COVID test. Still waiting on the results. Still waiting. I wonder if I checked right now if anything would happen. But you know what's crazy? Conspiracy Alley. Conspiracy Alley. Here we go. Welcome to my new YouTube channel, Conspiracy Alley, where I talk about conspiracies. So LA is doing free testing. Have you gone? What?
I don't have symptoms.
So? Why do I need to get tested? Because my friend who tested positive had zero symptoms.
And what is he doing now?
What do you mean, what is he doing now? He's staying inside so he doesn't spread the freaking...
People who are asymptomatic don't.
Yeah, but it's still... I mean, I don't know. Whatever. So, you can get free... I feel like the lighting's going to be weird on this. I'm starting to question everything. No, I'm not okay, Anthony. I'm not okay. I'm fine. I don't know what happened. You know what happened? Oh, I'll get into it. I'm actually spiraling right now because I had a clairvoyant. I paid for a clairvoyant over Zoom and I was triggered. But I want to get back to my coronavirus theory and then I'll get to why I'm triggered, because that might be a Patreon only topic because it really got me. It's my friend who's a clairvoyant, and I almost wanted to write him a message after, like yesterday. I wanted to send him a message being like, I think you really need to be careful what you share, because I don't think some of this information can be helpful and it can do more harm than good. I'll get into that later. Oh my God, it made me so angry. Yeah. Okay, but what was I saying? LA is doing free COVID testing. I've talked about it before. I've been tested in the past. I went to a parking lot. Everyone was wearing like ET hazmat suits and being like, keep your windows rolled up. It was aggressive. I was negative, but all of them apparently are full. There's no more appointments available, which is weird because there's hundreds of appointments every hour throughout the day. And I think... I don't want to be all left-wing, liberal, libtard, cuck. But you know how Donald Trump, like, jokingly was like, well, if we don't give out more tests, more people won't have it. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha. Ha. It's funny if you weren't the president, you know? Like, that's not a joke that I want to hear from the leader of the free world, you know? Are we free? I don't know. I'm spiraling. So this guy says that. And now there's no more tests to be had. So I had to go to urgent care, get a test through them. And it's taking forever. At this point, it's like, I don't even need to know. You know, at this point, I got the test like 5 days ago. At this point, I need to get a new test. Who is this helping? Not me in this moment. I wonder if I can pull it up, though. I don't know if it's available, but it's so annoying. I've been calling them every day. I tested negative for the antibodies, which means I haven't had it in the past thus far. Okay. Yeah, but I was really pissed about that guy. I wanted to be like, if I was in the woods and I wasn't wearing a mask, would you be mad that I'm not wearing a mask? Like, this guy was so far away from me. I don't want to say so far because that's making it seem, you know, I could have been wearing it. I'll be honest. I could have been wearing it, but I felt I was far enough away from this man in open air at the gas station to where it didn't seem like, I don't know. Maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, and that's fine. If I'm wrong, don't pretend to be on a phone call to passively tell me to put the mask on. Just say, hey, do you mind putting the mask on? I feel uncomfortable. Guess what? No problem, buddy. But yeah, it pissed me off. Okay, so here's the thing. So my friend who got COVID a couple weeks ago, he's like, you know, he feels shitty because it's like having an STD. Now, I don't know if people know this. It's an STI. We don't say STD anymore. It's been rebranded. Sexually transmitted infection, because not all STDs are diseases. Good to know. It's some are chill. Some STs are chill. Some sexual transmissions are dope, you know? It's not a bad thing. End the stigma. But, you know, I would feel so bad if I had to hit people up and be like, hey, remember how much fun we had last week? Yeah. Oh, my God. That poor 9-year-old I was skating with. Yeah. I'm just like, hey, what was his name? Atticus. I mean, these kids and their names. It's a cool name, but it's also like, wasn't that character racist in To Kill a Mockingbird, or what's the other one? One of those old-timey books?
I don't know. I thought Atticus was like a Spartan.
Atticus Finch. Atticus Finch. They're changing Splash Mountain, Anthony says. Oh, no. Atticus was a good character. Atticus was good. He was the lawyer, I think. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Atticus was good. Okay, I take it back. The 9-year-old skateboarder, good parents. Just dumb names, though. I guess Atticus is an old name, though, if they wrote that book and, like, you know, when was that? Oh, it was only 1960, that book. Did you read To Kill a Mockingbird? I thought that book was written in, like, 1802. That shit was, like, my parents were, like 10. That's weird. That's crazy. That's so crazy. All of this stuff is making me realize all this, like, racism and segregation was not that long ago. It was so recent. And then we're, I mean, whatever. That's a whole other thing. But it was recent. We have to be aware that we're in the middle of still getting through all of this and hopefully changing for the better. But yeah, that's crazy. Written in the mid-1950s, but not published. Oh, wait. Okay, whatever. That's something else. Okay. I need to get one of those people who just sits in the corner and, like, I need to get a Jamie. I need to get... Okay. I just feel like I'm making you do everything. Pretty much all I'm doing is talking. And you're doing everything. That's what he's here for. Give it up for Anthony. Just a quick moment of claps. Okay. What about Splash Mountain? What are they changing?
Splash Mountain was originally, like, from a movie called Song of the South.
Oh, Splash Mountain is from some old-timey thing. I know, I wish you had a mic, too.
But it was, like, called Song of the South, and it was about a slave that didn't want to leave the plantation because he had made friends with all, like, these animals, basically.
Pretty much the origins of Splash Mountain were from something racist. Yeah, and the everything, but something. Yeah. Wait, you're talking about the water park?
I'm talking about the
water ride at Disneyland. I mean, Disneyland is pretty much built on racism, right? Yeah, I mean, everything about Disney is pretty much racist. They only had their first, you know, black princess, like, a couple years ago. No, Tiana.
Princess and the Frog was, like...
Was that 10 years ago? No way. That's crazy. 2011 feels like yesterday. Yeah, look it up, since you're all about being the researcher now. New job title for the unofficial, whatever. Anyway, 2009, that's crazy. That feels like, yeah, I don't know. Time's wild. Time is a vortex. I had a clairvoyant over Zoom because I'm bored. What else am I going to do? You know, might as well get into spirit energy. So I had my friend who is a comedian and he's great and I love him, but he also has like an intuitive side to him that he never really explored because he's like, I just want to do comedy. But because of lockdown, it's like, obviously I'm going to get into my intuitive side. And I've had friends have great readings from him. I had one friend who like doesn't believe in it. So she had a hard reading because she wasn't really like able to open up. And I was like trying so hard. I'm like, I'm going to be open. I want this to like be healing or like, you know, informative in some way. So I'm busting these chakras open all day, just waiting, busting the chakras open. I thought you were going to laugh at that. So I'm busting the shot. Now you're laughing. You always do that. I'm like, I wanted you to laugh. And then you laugh at me saying that. God damn it. You're the hardest audience member. So I'm trying to keep my chakras open and we do this reading and I don't believe it. I'll try it again at some point, but he's like, okay, I'm picking up on three things. Tell me which one stands out to you the most. And it was like, I don't know. One of them was a rowboat. I have a rowboat tattoo. Obviously that's going to stand out to me, but he follows me on Instagram. There's pictures where you can see my rowboat tattoo. I was wearing long sleeves, so he didn't see it, but I don't know. It felt weird. I tried to be open. It wasn't right. Something wasn't right about it. I wanted him to do well. So I'm like trying to like really be like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. But like some of it just didn't make sense. And then a lot of it, it's like, I feel like I don't have a good memory with certain things. So he's like, did your grandma ever give you like a white teddy bear? Like I'm seeing a white teddy bear and it's like on your mom's side, like your grandma on your mom's side. I don't remember. So then I'm like trying to fact check after this Zoom clairvoyant appointment. I'm like, Mom, did grandma give me a white teddy bear? She's like, I don't know. How am I supposed to know these things? I thought you were gonna tell me the things. I thought you know. I was hoping he'd know. Bring back some memories. Didn't work. But then I heard about this other crazy woo-woo spiritual thing because I got back on my TikTok. And that's such a time suck. Man, I get lost in there. There's this thing called rando nodding. Have you heard of it? Okay. Rando nodding's crazy and I don't really know how to describe it. It's pretty much random like adventuring. And what it is it takes these coordinates from different energies around your area. So there's like energy dense zones wherever you are. There's certain places that have more energy, less energy, whatever, just in the air around you. And so you get this app called Randonautica. And it can pretty much like you pick, there's three different ones. There's anomaly, there's a void, and there's an attractor. And it's pretty much just different energy levels that you can choose from. And you're supposed to have an intention, like something you want to see or experience. And you focus on that. And then you pick these settings and then it'll send you random coordinates. And then you go there and people have crazy experiences. Like someone found a dead body in Seattle. It's pretty much like spiritual Pokemon Go because you're just trying to like find things based on a random location. It's really cool. I went. I didn't really have anything stand out to me, but I was also going. I also went like late at night and it was dark. And I was just kind of like going all over the place. I'm like, I want to go here. I want to go here. I'm going to go here. But when I was leaving the last place, I was like, okay, I'm going to go home. There, it's also cool because it takes you to places around where you are that you've like never been before. Not that it knows that you've never been there, but it'll send you a random coordinate. It's almost like you're an Uber driver with a ghost passenger because you're just going different places. And I got to see this like really beautiful neighborhood, like 10 minutes away from where I live. And the houses were like gorgeous. And it was just so cool. Like I live so close and I've never seen it. And when I'm leaving, there was like a coyote in the road. And I was like, maybe this means something. So I'm literally stalking this coyote from inside my car. I'm like just watching it and nothing exciting happened. But then I looked up what a coyote means. And it's kind of like, it meant like in Native American culture, like a coyote represents like Yes, it's like a little trickster. Like, and I don't know. I didn't realize that animals in dreams and stuff like have meanings in Native American culture. My friend had this weird dream about a toad. He had a dream that he has some weird dreams. I'm like, how does your brain even come up with that? Like, my dream's just like I'm like falling down a mountain. Like, that's it, you know? He's having these crazy, he was like having fish hooks like tied all around his body. And then there was like a toad wearing a top hat smoking a cigar. I'm like, you're making this up. And he's like, no, I swear to God. So then I was like, after I found out that animals have meaning, I'm like looking up what a toad means. And it's like, oh, it's change. Toad represents like change and a rebirth. I don't know what it wearing a top hat has to do with that. But pretty much like, I think the thing with rando nodding is just like, you know, it could all be fake BS stuff. But if you're setting an intention and you want to find that thing, I think the point is you can. Like, if we set our minds to search for something, we can. We just have to be open to it. And so much throughout our lives, we're just kind of coasting and going with the flow and not opening our eyes to things that we could potentially be seeing. And I think, like, the stuff with the news, like, when you're watching the news, it's all this, like, crazy, like, looting, protesting, like, the world is on fire, everyone's dying, and everything's fucked. And when you think about that, that's true. But if you're focusing your energy on like the positive things and like the good stuff that's happening in the world, like then that's what you're going to feel. And I think, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the negative. But rando nodding has taught me to open my eyes and see the coyotes. What else? Oh, my card got declined. My bank card got declined. And that, like, I don't want to brag, but that, like, never happens to me. But I was freaking out. I was like, someone, because I was trying to buy a battery for my car because my car keeps dying. I keep having to, like, jumpstart it. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, what is wrong with it? It's just the battery. But I had to buy a new one. I went to AutoZone. They loosened all the screws, tightened all the screws, cleaned it all. It looked like it was running well, and then it messed up again. So then I had to go to AutoZone, get a new battery. But when my car died, you know how you have to leave it running for like 30 minutes? So it died. I drove it home. I started it, drove it home. And then I was like, okay, I'll leave it in the driveway running. I forgot. My brain has been, like, broken all week. I forgot that I left it running. 7 hours later, I, like, ran outside, and it completely shut off. I just felt like such an idiot. You know when you, like, do certain things, and you're like, how did I forget that my car was running for 7 hours in the driveway? That's crazy. So I got a new battery, and when I went to pay for it, they're expensive. It was, like, $150 or something. So I go to pay for it. It says decline, so I'm like, surely that's a mistake. So then I put it back in, declines again, and I'm like, someone got into my account and is spending my money. And so I checked my bank account. It was me. The call was coming from inside the house. It was like a horror movie. I was like, I did this to myself. I was the bad guy the whole time. How did that happen? Well, I had to get a bunch of other stuff done on my car. Then I had to pay rent. And then I had checks from like comedy stuff and my grandma from like a year ago that I have a really hard time with like immediately depositing checks. I just kind of like hold on to them. But then that's bad because my memory's bad. Sometimes I'll lose them and I can't afford to be doing that. So anyway, I deposited the checks today. So I'm not killing it, but I'm fine. But that also doesn't count. I know, but I don't like that. I don't trust doing it on the phone. I did it once and I didn't like it. It took forever to like process. Yeah. I don't trust it. Yeah, I don't trust it. But my stomach's making so many noises. It's crazy. Oh, my brain is broken. I think I don't believe in the mercury and blah, blah, blah stuff. But someone was telling me about this one that was happening. And they were like, it affects your sleep. And my sleep has been affected. It's been really hard for me to fall asleep. And it's not like anxiety stuff. It's just like I've been like so like tossy turny. So I kind of believe it. And then my brain's just been like fried. Like, I feel like maybe it's because I started skating. Maybe something happens when you start skating that like your brain just stops working. Because all my friends who are skaters, they're all kind of, their Mercury's always been in retrograde. Something happens when you start skating. But yeah, I got a new battery. It's so easy to do. I feel like if I needed to change my battery, because I was watching the guy at AutoZone very intently, and I feel like I could do it. I could do it. It's easy. Yeah, two bolts. You unscrew it. You take the old battery out. You clean it off because it gets a little rusty from the battery juices, the battery sauce. And then you just put the new one in, screw it back up. Bada bing, bada boom. I work at AutoZone now. That'd be fun. They seem like they have a good time there. Yeah, I want to go rando nodding more. It's fun. You just get to like see cool new places, but you have to have a positive mindset going into it. Don't, some people are like trying to be all gory and be like, death is my intention. Don't do that, because really your thoughts are powerful and you, manifestation is real. Don't you think? Like, to some extent, like if you really set your mind to something, like it will happen, good or bad. So if you're constantly in negative thought spiral, like you're going to be stuck in that thought spiral. And I'm not saying that, like, you know, depression isn't real. You just have to think positive thoughts. Like, no, but I think that there is some degree of like thoughts manifesting into real stuff. Fear. Yeah, there's a, I could go on and on about it, but whatever. That's for another episode. This episode is just for me having, I don't know what's wrong with me. Oh my God, I'm going to go to a sex therapist.
Like online?
No. Well, I don't know, but my friend, it's a girl. Yeah, no, I'm not going to no dirty ass dude being like, I'll make you come. Trust me, I've gotten those DMs a bunch. Thanks for all your help, dudes, online. Everyone all of a sudden wants to help me with that. No, my friend's friend is like an actual, she has licenses, okay? It's no clairvoyant sex therapy. This is a legitimate sex therapist. And I kind of know her because my friend house sits at her place when she's gone. She has such a cool house. Like, you're not a bad sex therapist living in that cool of a house. You know what I mean? And she's going to do it for free because I'm his friend. She's like, you know what? I want to help her out. Yeah, but I'm kind of scared. I don't know. It's just like scary. Like, just like opening up. I think going back to the clairvoyant experience, I think I have a hard time letting go and just being open and like letting go of control. And like the unknown is scary. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna get an ollie, and that scares me. There's a lot, you know. Okay, let's get in. I'm gonna start my period in a couple days. Like in 2 days, I'm starting my period, and I could literally cry watching cheese being shredded. Like, that is the emotional capacity I have at this moment. I was watching some dumb videos. What was I watching? Some dumb video of like, what was it? I don't even remember what it was. It like shouldn't have gotten me emotional. Like, I literally could watch like a video of someone shredding cheese and I would be like, like, ugh. It's crazy because I know that a lot of guys listen to this podcast, and I'm not saying I'm starting my period to be like, whoa, I'm a female and I can talk about my vagina bleeding. Like, that's not the point. It's just crazy, like, how powerful the body is. Like, it's so powerful. Like, I remember the first few times getting my period, like, it's weird. It's shocking. Like, you're not expecting it. And luckily, there's like a cycle. There's a rotation. You know when it's coming. There's apps that tell you, hey, your period's going to start in a couple days. Because literally, a couple days before my period, I'll forget that I'm going to start it. And I'll be irrational. Like, I'll lose my keys. I literally was wearing a shirt yesterday. I took it off, I think, to like put deodorant on. And I couldn't find my shirt. And I was like, I was just wearing this shirt. Why can't I find my shirt? I'm looking around my entire house. I'm like checking outside. I'm like, maybe it fell off when I was in the front yard. Like, I don't know where I put this shirt a second ago. And this morning I'm going through my underwear drawer. It was in my underwear drawer. Like, I know, but like, it's just weird. And like, just the emotional thing. Like, I remember when I first started my period, when I was like 13, I was a raging bitch and I hated it. Like, I didn't want to yell at my dad, but I would just be like so irrationally angry for nothing. I'd be like, why didn't you buy roast beef? My God, that was so much spit. I don't even know where it went. Did it go back in my mouth?
Why was there so much spit in my mouth? Did it go back in? Like, why isn't it anywhere?
Is it under your computer screen?
I don't know where it is. That was so much.
Oh my God, I just spit up an entire loogie while talking. What was I even talking about when I said that? I was just like... Yeah, like my mood is so crazy and it sucks. I know so many people, so many of my girlfriends who are like... They'll be like talking on the phone. They're like, I'm just so mad. And I have to be like, when are you starting your period? And they're like, oh my God. Like, you forget that this happens every month and you act psycho. Like, I gotta watch out because I'll be sending crazy texts like, that's not who I am. Like it's almost like this demon. Well, I guess that's why Big Mouth is such a great show, because it kind of like talks about that. But it literally is like this demon that lives inside of you. And for me, it's like 5 days before my period, I'll be like, Allie is not here. Audrey Stewart has a really funny joke about taking ADD medication when she was a kid. And the reason why I hesitated saying that was because it's like she has this joke about when she would take her medication, she like became really subdued. And so like the first half of school before she took her ADD pill, she'd be all like crazy. Ha 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 ha. And then the second half of school, she'd be like, Audrey's not here anymore. And that's how I feel. It feels like this demon is taking over my body and is like, we're going to be a crazy bitch for a couple days and then you're just going to bleed out your hoo-ha. I can't believe I spit up so much while screaming. Oh my God. I Anthony was asking me after I spit up and had to take a minute to regroup. He was like, do you feel like... Do you just feel weird because you haven't done stand-up in a while and, like, your mood, whatever? And it's hard because I'm not always, like, on. Like, I feel like my energy fluctuates and, like, that's why I still get scared headlining, is because sometimes I'll be at the comedy club and I'm just, like, in this weird, like, mental warp. And sometimes, like, luckily it kind of hits me while I'm on stage. I'm like, okay, I'm back. But it's I mean, I'm sure it's the same with like any job you work. Some days you're just like not there. Like you're just like not present. But yeah. Did I want to talk about anything else? Is this usable? Yeah, we got some stuff. There's some stuff in there. Someone asked me why I kept hitting the pillow on last week's episode. I don't know. Sometimes these pillows just, it's kind of fun. It feels good. I think I need to like start punching shit again. That feels good. Punch a pillow today. I dare you. Why not? Try it. Kia! I took karate for one day and that's all I learned. Kia! No, all you say is Kia when you punch stuff. Kia! And also karate's weird because you're punching with your fist up. That's so weird. Like... That does not make sense. But whatever. Okay. Ugh. Allie, don't be negative. Positive thoughts. Positive thoughts. Positive thoughts. I'm strong. I'm funny. I'm caring. I'm beautiful. Okay. End on a positive note. Oh, I forgot to check the Instagram messages. Okay. This is going to be a real... Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah. But
okay. You have a whole day cut out for you. Your day is being edited.
Are you one of the only girls that has a podcast, though, that does a solo podcast?
Sarah Weinshank, Chelsea Skidmore.
They do solos? Or is it usually with the guys? Sarah Weinshank is with the guys.
Yeah, maybe I am. Pioneer.
Well, I was just thinking, like, because there's a lot of, like, D'Elia and Bill Burr, like, they do their own podcast.
That's true. Anthony's being a woke feminist right now. He's kind of giving me an excuse because I'm talking about how being on my period, it really affects your mood. And like, I know that if you're a dude, it sounds like, no, like you can control your mood to some extent. Like, I swear, like being like, you're literally losing. I mean, I'm not on it right now. When this episode comes out, I for sure will be. But like leading up to it and after it also affects you. So like if you're a girl, you have 1 week out of the month where you're truly yourself. You're firing off at all cylinders. The other like 2 weeks of the month, it's like a weird thing that's unexplainable. Like, and it also affects how I eat, because there's like, there'll be 1 week out of the month where I'm binge eating. Like, I'm hungry throughout the entire day. I'm just like, give me food, like it's never enough. And then there's 1 week out of the month where I'm not hungry at all. I'll have like one meal throughout the day. Like, I just have like no appetite really. And then I guess whatever is left of the month, it's like I eat kind of normal. But like obviously eating affects your energy. Losing iron affects your energy. And so it is like really difficult to feel stable like throughout an entire month. And there's certain, and I'll say this too, like every period cycle is different. There's certain months where it's like I can notice it a lot more, or like my mood is like way different. Sometimes it's like more subdued, like I can't really tell, but it just kind of like fluctuates, you know, the mood, whatever. But Anthony was saying, he was like, you know, Bill Burr, I don't want to say the other one, but like a lot of these dudes have solo podcasts and they don't have to worry about all their feelings and like anger and whatever. But I don't want to give myself an excuse. It's just Mother Nature being a real bitch. Being a real bitch. Yeah, Anthony's saying maybe that's why they can just be on. Yeah, I agree. And that's why guys are funnier than women. No. Don't quote me on that. Don't take it out of context. I don't think that's true, but I do think, yeah, there is like this weird thing. There's also like, I don't want to bring sobriety into this, but I am sober. I don't talk about it all the time because, you know, whatever. But a lot of women, I feel like, who get sober, like when they're early on in sobriety, when like if you forget that you're starting your period, you can feel so crazy that you're like, fuck it, like I'm just gonna like drink again, because if you're just like in this weird, it almost feels like you're in a dark room and you can't see anything, and you're like, the feelings that I feel right now are real. And then your period's over and the lights turn on and you're like, oh shit, like none of that was real. That's how it feels to me. Okay, let's see what these horny pervs have asked me on Instagram. Someone said, wow, you're so funny, but every post on your profile is just a pic of you. Yeah. Listen to my podcast. Come to a comedy show. I'm gonna be posting clips soon because I got footage from my shows in Arizona. So I'm gonna be posting more stand-up. So yeah, I'm not going to make my Instagram what do you want? All of your, every post is a pic. Do you want me to post memes? Like, what do people want? I'm only going to be hot and young once. So, yeah, I'm going to post pictures of myself. Go to watch my podcast. Other ones, not this one, but other ones are funny. And watch, come see me do stand-up. And then, yeah. And then my Instagram's not, it's, you know, it's to be a thought. That's where I can be. I'm not going to go on stage at a comedy club in a bathing suit, busting these cheeks. That's it. That, you know, I like to keep my business and my personal life separate. And my Instagram is my personal life. So that's why. If you were Noah and could only take one animal on the ark, which one would it be? That's a hard question and also a random question. I don't know if I'd say it's a good question, but it is interesting. I feel like I would take a good and what? No, I think I would take maybe like a sheep. I like sheep. I think sheep are cool. I'm going to take a sheep, one sheep, because it's kind of like a dog, but it's also like kind of a majestic creature. You kind of have like a little bit of, I don't know, maybe a platypus, because they're like three different animals in one. That's like almost like a cheat. That's like the loophole. Something got fucked up when God was making animals and the platypus came along. That, yeah, that's like almost like a little prank. Would I date a guy that's shorter than me? Yeah. 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 What hair color? What is my... Wait, what? What? I don't like my hair color. Someone was asking me about my hair. I don't like it. I have to go back to blonde. Something has to change. This is not working for me. I feel like Chucky. I feel like the evil Chucky doll. What's my favorite artist or song at the moment? I'm really into this song. I might even change my intro and outro music to this song. It's called Hard to Kill by Bleached. Bleached is a great band. Really into them. Who else am I into right now? Doja Cat. Megan Thee Stallion. Meg Thee Stallion. Hot Girl. Miguel. Portugal the Man. I just got my Portugal the Man t-shirt. It says racism is for chodes. All proceeds go to... I forget exactly which cause, but it's something good. What's my favorite movie? I just watched this movie last night called Phantasm. P-H-A-N-T-A-S-M. Phantasm. It's from like the 70s. Late 70s. 79, I think. That was a pretty trippy movie. Kind of silly, but good. But scary. Why are people so concerned? This is always a question. Do you like uncircumcised dicks? Who cares? Whatever. Let it be a surprise. I like a fun surprise. I like a little mystery, a little excitement, you know? It's like, what are we working with? I don't know until we get there. It's fun. I don't care either way. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I've started to buy my own groceries. Instead of like eating out all the time and like doing drive through, I started making my own food, buying groceries. But I like don't know how to be an adult. Like this is very new to me. Like this is the first time I'm like buying groceries for myself. Well, except for college, but I pretty much was just buying like Four Locos as groceries. Like, so that doesn't really count. And I like don't know what portions to get for things, so I keep like buying way too much, and then I'm like, okay, I guess I'm eating like five salads today. Like I have way too much lettuce. For some reason I bought like four avocados. Like I feel like I'm feeding a family of five, and like I don't need four. Like I can buy two at a time, and I'm just like getting everything, and then I realize I don't need that much. I don't know why I was like so excited to share that. Yeah, I'm figuring it out. It just feels weird to like go to the grocery store and buy like one avocado and one bag of lettuce. I'm like, is that enough? But now I'm realizing like it's plenty. It's enough. Enough is enough. I gotta go. I gotta eat food. I'm gonna make some eggs. I'm gonna make... That's it. I'm just going to make some eggs. Like and subscribe, rate and review. And if you're on my Patreon, thank you so much. I did my Zoom hangout last week. We talked about a lot. It's fun. Like, it's so cute. I just love watching everyone interact with each other. We just have a good time. Every week I'm like, oh my God, like, what are we going to talk about? And it's always like really fun. I love it. And yeah, we have people from all over. It's really exciting. And like all ages, it's cool. I love it. So thanks for supporting me on Patreon. It really helps, especially because my card gets declined now. Apparently that's just like a new thing. But yeah, I hope you have a decent week. DM me, send me memes, leave some comments down below, funny ones. Last week there was one that was like Allie's like, and then it was three oranges, orange emojis, and then eyebrow lines, and then just a mouth. It's funny. You guys are good. You guys are good. You guys are good. Let me know who you want to see on the next episode, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.